Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to podcast 005. You have reached Cranium Shorts level 5. I feel like there should be a... not like a truck backing up, but
like
more like a...
alarm fire?
Yes, yes. We should call this like 5 podcast shows.
Oh,
yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Every 5, we're going to do that, right?
Every 5, we're going to do that.
Like it.
Every 5. So thank you all so much for joining us, the 4 of us, Matt and Lauren. I can't even... I was going to say Dr. Lauren, and then I was like, at what point do we just bring her down and like let her be just Lauren?
Yeah, that's fine.
So that was me. So I was, my tongue got tied.
It was the beer.
It could have been the beer. It could have been how quickly I was rushing back from the toilet. I mean, I literally had my mic on y'all heard the toilet flush.
That was awkward.
That was very awkward. So anyway, podcast 005. Yes,
here Matt, with Lauren and who else?
And Kim.
Oh yeah, my wife.
There she is. Ladies and gentlemen, Kim Bell, HR department. Let's just kick it off right now. Kim Bell, HR department, what do we have? What statement do we have today for our HR department?
HR would like to remind you that while an employer may prohibit the illegal use of drugs and the use of alcohol in the workplace, they cannot do so on your vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so they can't follow you on your vacation to find out for sure whether or not that you were drinking or not.
I mean, if they did follow you on your vacation, you should probably reconsider your job.
Oh.
This is true.
Yes, I can't imagine if my employer followed me everywhere I went as part of my job, unless your job was to travel. What if your job was to check out vacation spots as your
that
job?
That would be like, my dream job.
Like anybody curb free with Corey Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Curb free with Corey Lee. Let's
yeah,
let's ask
just
him
go ahead
to...
and say about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my boss didn't follow me to my vacation, but I did run into a coworker from my school here on vacation, 7 hours from where we
where
live.
Where is here?
And that
where
was
are
crazy.
We?
We are in Fernandina Beach / Amelia Island.
Oh,
Florida.
Yes, we are.
It's on location.
We are on location. This is the first podcast that's actually being done outside of the realms of the studio of Dahlonega, except for the surprise podcast that happened in 004.
Yeah.
Right. Which Since is, you all listened to that, you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, and that's actually why we're here today, because we figured it was something for those kiddos to take over our podcast. But we thought... hearing from the adults on some vacation podcasting might be a cool thing. And yeah. We don't know if everybody travels with podcast equipment on their vacation, but here we are.
I would say at least 50% of people do.
You think?
Yeah. And if you want to see the photo of us.
You're not the stats girl.
Yeah. If you want to see a photo of us hanging out in the location we're going to talk about in a second, we're not just at Fernandina Beach. We're actually at a location in Fernandina Beach. You can check out our Facebook page, our Instagram page, and you can see the photo of us that Lauren's taking that right now. But yeah, if you check it out, you will see the photo.
Are we holding mystery on that?
Holding what mystery?
On where we are.
Tell people.
Okay, we'll tell them.
Actually, that's part of the podcast, so we're going to get there.
Perfect. What? Why can't we tell them now?
Well, yeah,
Matt.
Why?
Okay,
Matt, go ahead and tell them.
Give the people what they want.
Mocama Beer Company.
Yes, and
this place is amazing.
It's so cool. And we learned about it from another one of our favorite people here in Fernandina Beach, Natalie.
Natalie Wu.
Natalie Wu of Wicked Bow.
Wow. So she told y'all about it.
That's right.
Wow, that's
she comes
cool.
here for coffee every single day on her way to work.
She lives a block from here. That would be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Really
right?
Dangerous.
Brewery / coffee in one place.
Yep. So let's just jump in and talk about this. So this place where we are, it was founded by 4 friends. It took them a bit for it to open because my understanding is that it takes a long time to get a lot of permits here in Amelia Island. So, and then COVID hit, and so it took them even longer to open. And the reason they had to have quite a few permits is because the location that we're in was actually from it's a 1950s Ford dealership. And so when they had to convert this to a place of business like a brewery, there was fuel tanks to remove. There were there were lots of things that had to be removed from here. So 4 friends started it. It was born out of a shared desire to brew distinctive beers in a unique space on Amelia Island. And so this company found a home a few blocks from the historic downtown Fernandina Beach. This building was originally constructed in 1954. It's 18,000 square feet. and has been transformed into the elegant mid-century tap room. Now, Matt, just a couple of days ago, you were talking about it being mid-century. Just tell me a little bit about what you see.
Well, let's see.
Yes, let's.
We have a navy black splash. What are those? Hexagonal?
Yeah.
Hexagonal tiles.
A lot of geometry going on.
And some brass tap handles with a very non-mid-mod bar, which is really cool aesthetic to blend the different styles. And the fixtures are cool. And the couches are really cool mid-century vibe. Getting a lot of inspiration for our next Airbnb project here for sure.
Yeah, you had also, like you pointed out a couple of times, that what they did with this wood, that you were like, wait, that is...
Oh, yeah. They just got some plywood.
It's like this really pretty wood paneling, but then we realized it's literally just plywood.
Stained plywood.
Looks great.
It looks amazing.
Not to mention that snake plant planter that's back behind the bench that Lauren really is digging.
An entire wall of snake plant.
Actually, it got to the point yesterday where Lucy Bell was on her hands and knees underneath one of the chairs here because we liked it so much that Matt and Lauren... convinced her that she could indeed go crawl under the chair and look to find out what kind of chair it was for potential new Airbnb furniture.
Yeah.
So one of my favorite parts of this brewery, actually there are two favorite parts. One is that the service bay that would have been where they had all the cars to do work, they've just glassed it in, and that's where the actual brewery is. So you are looking through these cool, what looks like just they're like 9-pane
industrial
windows that are
windows
that
they
you're
look
looking
like
into
old
it.
Loft windows, I think.
Yeah, it's really cool. And what is also very unique, in my opinion, about this brewery is that there is a coffee bar in the brewery.
Yep.
Yeah.
Winning.
Not only do they serve beer, but they also have
A sparkling rosé cider that I'm over here enjoying again today.
Yeah. So just a wide range of stuff that they really. I think they've really gone into detail with trying to make it a very comfortable place, not only to sit and hang out, but aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah. Well, and since our kids are on this vacation with us and came here with us just yesterday, it was great because Lucy was able to get a coffee drink and the younger kids were splitting hot cocoa. So there's definitely something
all over our plane.
Yeah, they were spilling hot cocoa.
Yes. Yeah. That game kind of. And for sure. So it's pretty cool because there literally is something that the whole family could enjoy here. And we played games around tables, people playing games and having meetings all over the place. So cool.
But there's a lot of people doing a lot of things.
We're on vacation.
We are on vacation. And so they call it a brewery, which means that the main stuff that they have is beer. And our beer expert is actually at the table. Matt, what are you drinking right now?
I'm drinking an IPA that is called,
Luminist.
Luminous, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And Lauren and I are drinking the Cosmico. Cosmico IPA.
Yep.
And then Kim already said that she was having a sparkling cider.
Yeah.
No hazies. These are perfectly clear.
Yeah, they're very tasty. And they sell it to go, so you can pick up cans and take it with you.
Or crowlers.
I learned yesterday that you were saying crowlers and not growlers.
Right.
I was really confused, and then I found out what growlers move in Auckland, New Zealand, or was that Australia?
I think both, actually.
It got really awkward really quickly.
Very awkward. Apparently, growler means something very different.
Yes.
Not like...
In the southern hemisphere, if you know what I mean.
Other interesting things that you learn in your world travels.
Yes, and in order for us to continue to keep that non-E next to our... to our title, you're going to have to look that up yourselves.
That's right.
So anyway, just a couple more things about this brewery that we're at. Mocama is the name chosen by the Spanish to identify this unique dialect that was spoken with this tribe. And the historical translation of the word Mocama is the ocean, or more succinctly stated by a translator, big water where the sun is born.
That's cool.
Really cool. So basically, this is Native American people who lived in the coastal area, northern Florida and southeastern Georgia. Very cool.
Really cool.
So
the logo is awesome.
Yeah, it totally helps me understand more about the logo.
So, Lauren, they're filling kegs from the Bright Tanks the same way that you and I filled the initial first batches of Hop Dang Diggity from Jekyll.
That's right.
That's so cool.
Very first keg ever.
I knew that you had worked as a brewer, but I didn't realize that was like you were like that epic.
Yeah.
I mean, can I say that was epic? I mean, I've had the Hop Dang Diggity. It's not this, not from the keg that you tapped.
Hopefully not. It would be very expensive.
That would be very gross. IPAs are meant to be consumed fresh.
Which is why we make you check the date.
Always check the dates, people.
But did you hear what brewing company that was? Jekyll.
Yeah, Jekyll. Mm-hmm.
Which is another place that our families have gone on vacation together.
Yes.
And the site of Georgia's first brewery.
There you go.
Major Horton, established back in the 16th century?
Yeah. Wow.
Is that right?
Maybe.
17. No.
I do remember seeing the crumbling remains of that building in Jekyll.
Mm-hmm.
So here's what I love, y'all. Cool. You talked about a shelf life. This is actually in their FAQ, and the Mocama FAQ. Mm-hmm. It says, does Mocama beer have a shelf life?
Mm.
And they actually answer it to say, unless otherwise indicated on the label, it's best to consume our beers as soon after packaging as possible.
Yeah.
The shelf life of beer varies from style to style, but typically our core beers have a shelf life of 90 days.
Yeah.
All of Mocama beers have the date they were packaged clearly visible, either on the keg collar or printed under the can, and for peak happiness, never buy old beer or beer that doesn't have a packaged on date.
Yes. Yeah. We have actually, in gas stations, for like six packs that are in a box, opened the box to check the date, which was printed on the individual can, only to realize it was out of date and put it back. Because if they don't print that date on the cardboard package, you don't know. And you do not want to spend $14 on something that's nasty.
This is what I learned from Matt many, many moons ago when I had a six-pack of a very good IPA from a local Georgia brewery. I'm not going to mention it at all. I offered one to Matt, and I'd been drinking. I drank like quite a few of them, and Matt just grabbed one and took one sip and spit it out and was like, what is this? I looked on the bottom of the date and was like, you realize this is 9 months old? And for me, it's like, I am no beer left behind. Like,
you
I'm always.
You just didn't know at that point.
I didn't know. This is things that I learned from. I didn't realize what a brewmaster, what an intelligent, epic person we have here at the table.
Which is why it's so great to be here in this place and Matt to want to come back and think it's so awesome.
Oh, yeah.
So we're really excited to
planning
be here.
To come tomorrow, too.
Let's go.
Yeah, we won't be podcasting tomorrow at Mocama. So we're very just thankful for Ernest, who is the sales director here.
Mm-hmm. Manager.
He so graciously accepted our, we asked to podcast here, and here we are. So let's get to the topic today. Lauren, you want to tell us what the topic is?
Sure. The topic of today is vacations that we've been on, want to go on. What we like to do on vacation. Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of like part two of the podcast the kids started.
Yeah, they did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Let's give them a golf clap.
And they, and they shared some of the things already, so we've got a good start.
Yep.
It's interesting to hear what they think about the vacations, though, because we are the ones planning them normally, so they're just pretty much subject to
Except for
us.
This one, which was brought to you by Lucy Bell on
Thank
her
you,
senior spring break.
Yes. Ernest is over there, by the way. He just asked if we were good.
Oh,
give him a thumbs up. He just walked
Thank
by.
Thank you.
Wave your empty glass out.
I was about to say.
my glass
do the empty
is empty.
Cup dance.
Oh, I'm sorry we missed him.
Do a brief intermission.
Do we need a refill? Everybody need a refill before we jump into the questions?
That would not hurt.
That would be great.
So we're going to pause here, but it's not going to feel like a pause because I'm just going to hit pause and then we'll come back. And
we'll be back in three.
Hey, wait. And what you can do while we're gone is you can go to placard@craniumshorts.com and you can request your own placard if you don't have one because we need listeners.
And refill your own drink.
That's right. We'll be back in 3, 2, 1.
And we're back.
All right. So that was very brief.
That was very brief. Break. That was like a millisecond.
Ooh. Yeah.
That was enough time for me to suck down almost a half of a very high gravity Imperial Stout.
What?
Yeah.
How many ABV is that?
9.2.
Okay.
Let's just talk about that because we just actually got to meet one of the managers of this place, Ernest, and he bought us a round of drinks. That was so nice.
All right. What's his
so
band?
Nice.
Gilberto 77.
Gilberto 77. Yeah. Check him out.
Turns out we have a lot in common with Ernest.
He's
so
a
much.
Sax player.
That's amazing.
Yes. So just once again, what I've what we experienced was one of the reasons I really love small town breweries like this at Fernandina and Amelia Island. That the conversation that we have, I don't know if we would be able to have community like that in such a short amount of time. I mean, literally, I sent them a text message yesterday, and here we are doing a podcast in their brewery. And there were...
That's a hard word to say.
Which one? Relationships?
Brewery. Oh.
Brewery.
And since we last left, Matt is now wearing sunglasses.
Brewery.
But we are inside.
We are inside. His future's so bright.
Brewery.
His future's so bright.
I do think that what we talked about with him is the fact that we're from a small town.
Yeah.
We love a lot of the things about our small town. And when we go on vacation, we love to find places that have that small town community feel.
Yeah.
And so here we are on vacation, met a great new friend in Ernest. Mm-hmm. We met because of Natalie Wu, and it's making community in places where some may say you don't find community on vacation. You go to get away from it.
Yeah. And so here's what I'm going to just go on and throw my feelings out there. It's like cut open my chest and let my heart hang out on the
table.
Let
it go, Chuck. Tell us what you feel.
That I loved the way that Kim and I and the girls have approached a lot of community, but adding the Stevensons into this has just been really cool to be able to know that there are friends of ours that desire to experience the same thing we want to experience. And so it feels like we're vacationing with family, not just with friends. So.
I totally agree.
Yay,
we were talking about that on our run this morning. I was like, this is so cool that we got to have beach shrimp. It was like your tradition.
Yeah.
And, you know, felt very special to share that with us, because sometimes we go on vacations, well, not sometimes, all the time we go to new places. We don't do the same thing every time.
Yep.
Which is cool in of itself, but sometimes it's cool to have like a tradition. So
yeah. So that takes me actually to my first question when we're talking about vacations is, where do you like to vacation? So if there was a open palette of places that either you haven't gone or places that you desire to go, where do you like to vacation?
I would say for us collectively as a couple / family, we don't do the all-inclusive thing. Mm-hmm. Like, that's not really our vibe.
Yeah, I don't want to be insulated from the culture.
Yeah, we like to go somewhere where there's lots of things to do, where you can experience a different culture. And I would say even here there's a different culture than where we live. It doesn't have to be a new country where they speak a different language, but it's like we like being able to do our own thing and choose the adventure besides being what we call on the conveyor belt, where we get on, experience it, and then get off 5 days later.
So when you were talking about all exclusive, you're talking about like in Jamaica where you like pay a certain amount and you get all the drinks.
Or even a cruise.
And we've done that.
A cruise, okay.
We've done that.
I don't want to do that. Like, I want to be in with the people.
I consider you guys like explorers. When you go on your vacations, I feel like you are genuinely exploring the areas that you go to and that your goal is like, it always feels to me like y'all are so good at setting goals and meeting them. Mm-hmm. And that includes vacations, that you like are planning for your next like big location that you haven't been to before so that you can go and experience new things and new cultures. And I love that. I think that's so cool that you do that.
Yeah, I mean, going into a vacation, a lot of times I feel like I want to rest. But then usually after about 30 minutes of doing that, I'm done.
We're recharged.
I'm like, all right, let's go do something.
I've kind of sit on the fence of, you know, different vacation spots, because when I'm here in Fernandina, I feel like I'm a different person. Like, I want to get up early. I want to do the early morning bike ride. I want to stay active.
This is true. You do get up early.
He does, which is very like different than at home.
Instead of a teenage girl.
Wow.
True that.
Matt just took his gloves off and just gut punched me a couple of times. Oh,
well, he knows that it's only going to be for about 6 or 7 days, so he can go back home
no
and go
afternoon
to sleep
nap?
Again.
I know.
Well,
I haven't missed
before
my afternoon
before the sun
nap.
Comes up.
Yes.
Do you feel like your best self on vacation?
I do. Like, I feel like that I spend 100% of my time happy here.
Mm. I love that.
Which is different than a lot of other places that we vacation. Mm-hmm. Which, again, one of my other favorite places to vacation, which we've done multiple times, is Fort Wilderness, the campground down there at Disney World, like in Orlando. I love that.
I know.
And it is one of my favorite places to go, not just to go to the parks, but the experience of being in that environment for me is a happy place.
Well, and I think that part of that is because that's part of what you experienced in your childhood, and so it also has some familial ties and tradition to it. Yeah, but I do think that you're different here in this place. We first came here with our friends, the Craddocks, and stayed just down the beach from where we are now. And eventually, when we were kind of trying to figure out what our vacation spot would be in the future, we were like, hey, that's some place we want to go back to. And the girls, in their first year of being like old enough to say, like, wait, we want that to be our place where we go back to. When I was growing up, we would go to the same exact, Lauren and I were talking about this yesterday. My family would go to the same exact resort on the same week of every summer and see the same families. It was a place in Daytona Beach called the Sun Viking Lodge. Ooh. And we would go back there every single year, so much so that I would like go on dates while I was there with families that I'd known for actual years. It was so bizarre.
I'm sorry. I'm smiling because I'm trying to figure out if Matt is still awake.
He's watching everything going on around him, but you can't tell because of his sunglasses. Matt's got sunglasses on because,
and he didn't move at all. And finally, he reached for his beverage and I was like, oh, thank God. I don't have to get the IED out to like.
That's an AED. An IED is very different.
Do not get that out.
We don't use those around here on vacation.
You gave certain listeners like flashbacks.
I'm so sorry.
We're not talking about work here, Chuck. This is not about work. Oh my word. What in the world? So when it comes to vacations, we definitely vary. We don't travel the world like the Stevensons do, and we are more tradition oriented in our vacations.
And I don't think either one is right or wrong.
No.
You know, it's like a different style.
No.
Maybe it depends on how old your kids are, too. Ours are young, and we just drag them along with us where we go. But as they get older, they will probably start saying the things that they want to do more. And, you know, we might go along with what they want to do. Jude still says his favorite vacation is going to Mexico at the all-inclusive where I got food poisoning.
Oh, no.
That was awful.
You might not remember the food poisoning part.
He had a great time.
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
Yep. But, stayed out at the nightclubs until 3 a.m.
Yeah, it was so great.
Ate meat tacos off the side of the street.
It was the buffet. Yeah, so, you know.
Never know.
It's interesting, I mean, as you guys know, because you listen to their podcast, which vacations they like. Yep. So.
Well, it's hard to find families that you really can gel with when you go on vacation because sometimes there's expectations of falling into a certain routine of what somebody has and or falling into traditions that they have.
Yeah.
And as a family's vacation here to Fernandina for multiple years, thank you, Stevensons, Team Stevensons, to sort of jump in and you know, not only do our traditions, but also in the short amount of time that y'all have been here, I've done stuff that with Matt that I haven't done last couple of times I've come here.
What's that?
What?
That'll be another podcast sometime soon.
Ew. Okay,
oh, really?
Next question.
Okay. All right. So this one's pretty obvious in the answer to this, but I just want to know. Okay, vacations, hotels, or Airbnbs?
That's an obvious.
We just talked about this today. Airbnbs are great for us because our kids are young, so they go to bed earlier than we want to. So a hotel... If it's just us, a hotel's fine. But if it's with the kids, it's like, I don't know. It's just, we've spent a lot of time watching Netflix in the bathroom at a hotel. It
depends on the function of your stay, right?
Sure.
If you're getting to the Atlanta airport like a day early so you don't have to get up at the butt crack of dawn the next day, then I'll stay at the College Park.
Holiday Inn.
Holiday Inn, like we did.
Yeah, Hotel 7.
Maybe not your Motel 6.
Super Hotel 12.
What did we say? We stayed at a really fancy
Claremont
hotel brand.
Yeah.
But the stay was super ghetto. You remember that?
Yeah.
What was that? What? Which one was that?
I feel like it was Holiday Inn.
No, but it wasn't a Holiday
Inn. IHG?
No, it was...
Hotel Indigo?
It was a Hotel Indigo. And it was like,
wait, we've stayed in that same one.
Oh, Lord.
The airport?
Yo,
yes.
Hotel Indigo is typically fancy, but the one in the College Park airport, oh, yes. Man.
We stayed in the same one. I think it was the parking that creeped us out the most. But I appreciate what you're talking about like, if I, because we live in Dahlonega, there's a reality of the distance you have to go to get the Atlanta airport and the amount of time you have to be there early. So we do the same thing that you're talking about. It's functional.
Yeah. Right, right.
It's not intended to be
I understand,
like...
I ain't paying for an Airbnb if I'm just going to get up at like 5 a.m.
Well, the good thing about Airbnb, too, is a lot of times there's a kitchen. So you can save some money like cooking your own meals if, I mean, it's expensive to eat out. So.
Yep. Well, the exception for me would be if there was a condo that had a kitchen and was close to the proximity of the place that I was, a destination place that I was going to.
Word.
That would make sense.
Some hotels have like a suites.
Yeah.
Also, we'd like to thank Airbnb for sponsoring this podcast.
Very nice of them to do that.
And Matt and Lauren are Airbnb hosts. And so as super hosts themselves, are you super or are you some higher level? Because I feel like you guys are like some... incredible.
Super.
They have an awesome Airbnb business.
Trilita. You look them up on... how do you spell Trilita?
T-R-A-H-L-Y-T-A.
That's right.
Yep, look them up on Instagram. The Trilita
_ cabin.
And there's another cabin that y'all are building called the Wasika cabin.
Yeah.
That's right. But we just realized that we're going to get canceled because Wasika is kind of predatory.
Oh.
You see, he kidnapped... the beautiful princess.
Trilita,
because she spurned his advances.
Well,
and he took her away from the mountains, and she subsequently died.
You live right off Camp Wasika Road.
This is true.
We do.
This is true.
Jude picked out the name, and he was so proud of himself that we couldn't say no, and he had some, like...
I was already leaning that direction.
Buy-in to it.
Oh, you know.
So you can't change the name already?
No, we're going to get canceled. It's okay.
Did you already trademark it?
I think...
trademark.
I do think that we more recently have enjoyed staying in Airbnbs and appreciate what effort Airbnb hosts put into things, mostly because we know what you guys do.
Yeah.
And so now we go and look for places and the like cool touches that they have. And when they don't have them, we're definitely like mindful.
Have you stayed in any awful Airbnbs? Like awful?
Oh, yes. We have.
Tell us about it.
So I stayed in one in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Or Oklahoma.
On a business trip.
Bed bugs.
No.
Yes.
Ooh.
That's yes,
the
bed
worst
bugs.
Nightmare of an Airbnb host.
Yeah, bed bugs.
That can happen to anyone, by the way. I just want to preface that.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So the host handled it really well.
Dirty guests.
They moved us to another location. Another house, which was great.
How was the space, though? Like,
so it was a house that was built in the 1920s.
Yeah.
Multi-story Victorian-style house.
Nice.
Was it nice or like...
Oh, it was beautiful. Dark hardwood floors. But the room that I was in was like a Costco twin-size bed and, you know, basically a cardboard closet.
Okay, being a host, I have to ask, like, did you research?
So I was hired by a company that subcontracted with a company that got the house.
Somebody
for
else
us.
Oh,
someone else booked
for
it for
him.
Okay.
Yes, and it came with a cat.
Oh no.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Our kids would love that.
In the house.
It came with the cat. Were there any other people living in there?
The owners lived in the basement.
Were you expected to feed the cat?
And there was a cat in the space.
The cat was allowed to roam freely.
What?
Right? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So,
So
we do lots of research before we go on vacations, much like I think you guys do.
I feel like that you should do that.
Yeah. Seems like a good idea, especially before you go stay somewhere.
Sure.
And right now, actually, on this vacation that we're all on, we are staying in a really cool place.
We are.
That we found.
I would say 5 stars. Location.
Yes. We're right across the street from the beach. There is an empty lot, so we have straight up sunrise views across the way onto the beach. It's so beautiful. I do not get up for the sunrise, but I have watched the sunrise every morning on this beach trip.
Every morning. You don't have to get up.
I don't have to. Right, I'm literally laying in bed watching the sunrise.
She keeps her head on that one pillow and just opens one eye and it's like...
I did speak to the Ring camera to tell the host that they are lacking an essential beach amenity, which is a drying rack.
Yeah, okay. It's true.
You sleep eight folks, right?
Yeah.
So you should have a drying rack. There's lots of towels, lots of bathing suits, you know?
Yep.
Like, come on. Yep. Come on, people.
We're trying to conserve electricity here, so we don't want to just run the dryer all the time, but we had to because there's nobody saying.
Yeah.
And it's windy, so it's blowing everywhere.
Blakely also spoke to the Ring camera.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, no. Blakely.
She said to the Ring camera, I'm going to climb up on the roof and you're going to watch me. And she like made this weird dinosaur move.
Boogity, boogity.
You were not doing that.
She's going to go viral.
Yes, I am.
She may go viral at some point.
She tripped
and fell. Well, I'll be watching.
Yeah. All right. So
what's another question?
All right. Pets or no pets? Would you bring your pets on vacation or would you leave them at home?
Well, we've done both an equal number of times.
So let's just talk about the pets we have. Kim and I have a Yorkie. Who
small dog
12 pounds, but he's living like an Australian shepherd,
obsessed with Chuck.
He is obsessed with me.
Chuck needs a vacation from the dog.
Worry about if I took him on vacation. I know that if I left the Airbnb, he would just sit in the window and wait for me to come back.
Right.
And like he wouldn't do anything to the house.
Now, on the other hand,
Banks, are you there? Banks.
That's really good.
Oh, no, that's Matt.
It's good sound effects, Matt. Yep. Sound just like him.
So,
on the other hand, the Stevensons.
If we were camping, I would take the dog.
Right.
Like, I think he's okay camping. But if we were, like, here even in Fernandina.
Like, he's not familiar with them.
He would just sit at the door and go.
So, for me.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
No scratching.
For me, I actually really disagree, and Chuck knows this. So, our dog doesn't come on a lot of vacations because I say no because I know Chuck also needs a break from the dog because the dog is indeed obsessed with him. And
what song is this?
I don't know, but this is really good background music.
Oh, this is
it's Nickel Creek.
Nickel Creek. He's playing the bouzouki.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like a mandolin, but tuned down an octave.
So good. So the Stevensons have a very different dog.
Yeah, we have a Great Dane, and he's very large. He weighs more than I do.
I did see a Great Dane that much resembled Otto. Yeah,
we did. I think he had a couple more pounds on Otto.
I think he might have been bigger, too. Like, he was huge.
And for those of you that aren't aware, we're talking small pony.
Oh, yeah. Otto's large. But this dog was bigger. Like, he made Otto look small. He was thick. He was a thick boy.
It's two C's.
A beautiful dog.
Very sleepy. So I think
he's very sleepy.
Probably would have been fine. Like, we could have taken him on some walks, and he would have...
He does have separation anxiety. And he's also obsessed with... The alpha male of the family.
Which
like
one is
Chuck,
that?
Chuck is the epitome of alpha male.
Which one in,
I wish
in
you could see mine and Lauren's
male?
Faces right now.
Who in your family is the alpha male?
That would be me. Yours truly. Like you.
What's the next question?
Chuck.
Oh, I'm not the alpha male.
What's
you're at least male.
Chuck, you're the only male in your household. Who's the alpha male?
You're the alpha and the beta male.
Okay, what's the next
you're
question?
The only male.
Pets.
HR department.
Should I stay or should I go? Pets sometimes.
Ooh.
Yes. No. Matt has one more comment on pets.
Okay, no, wait. I don't. I would like to go grab another beer.
Why don't you do that and we'll begin with the next
No,
question.
Don't.
Okay,
don't.
We'll pause. We'll be back in
I want
three,
you to feel valued, included,
two,
empowered.
Pause like dog pause or...
And we're back.
Yes.
All right. So I've got two more questions.
Okay.
What things do you look for beyond the destination? Like, if you choose a place that specifically is the destination, what other things are important in?
Yeah, I've got a quick, easy answer for that because we have a food-obsessed human in our home, and her whole goal is to try new food experiences. Yeah. And so we often are shopping food options.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's important to us too.
Yeah.
I would say. I think like for us, we like going somewhere. I mean, the destination is the different thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, something that we can't do at home, which is use public transportation. So at home where we live, it's very rural and we have to drive everywhere. So if there's some place we can go that we can find a place to stay where we can walk or bike or take a train or something to a place. And
especially
we don't have to,
if like we're driving on the opposite side of the road or something.
Yeah.
Which I've done in two different countries.
Have you done that in the United States?
Problem.
I hope that you haven't done that.
I have definitely done
not
it.
Not intentionally. For sure.
No, on purpose, on mountain roads.
Well, yeah, I've done that on mountain roads.
Like our friend Clay says, in the mountains, the lines are kind of like guidelines.
Oh, I wonder how the sheriff would answer that. It's an election year. We won't ask right now, though. So I would think that you would say something about bikes just like Lauren did.
Yeah, so I've found myself kind of the ebbs and flows of my journey through the ages that I am. It's like in my 30s, I found it was really important. In my 40s, I kind of got lazy, but now I'm back in my 50s, and it's like biking is important. But here's what I realized, though. I really enjoy biking. I don't enjoy biking in the mountains. Like, right. I love mountain biking. Like, it's something that I love doing. I went with Matt a couple of months ago. He invited me to go back to a place that I broke my arm back in the 90s. It's the first time I've been back on that trail since then.
Wow. You did great.
And thank you. I'm still riding like a 1996 Giant Rincon. So it was really rough on my 50-year-old body.
Awesome. Like us.
You know, here I was going, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. And I hear Matt 50 yards in front of me going, wee!
but when you go on vacation, hills, like,
I don't know that I've ever made that sound.
Oh yes, you have.
You did yesterday.
Oh, yesterday,
just I made
yesterday.
A comment about it. I'm like, why is he saying?
Wait, where
we?
Was I?
Yesterday on the mountain bike trail down here in front
that's
of the
beach. That's hysterical.
Yeah, you said, why is he saying we? Well, he said,
Noelle was on the back. Noelle was in the back.
Oh, no.
It was about the child.
The little girl that was riding on the bike seat.
Nope.
So, well, here, back to the point, though. I do think that you take bikes on pretty much every vacation we go on when we're driving a vehicle because you desire for us to get on our bikes and have a family experience.
I do think
bikes will save the world.
We live in a hilly.
Bikes are very important.
It's hard to bike where we live.
And I do think you see a different perspective of the area. Like, I remember a time that we took the bikes and the girls went with me on a trail through the woods and we saw gopher tortoises and we had never seen those before.
Well, it's like that Bible study we did, Godspeed, like walking and what you can notice when you're walking to a place. Biking's a little faster than walking, but you do notice different things. Like, we biked to dinner the other night, and if we were in a car, we probably wouldn't notice the things
right?
we did.
Yep.
It's cool.
All right, next question. Cook your own food or eat out?
Yes. All of the above.
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah. Both are important. Yeah.
So, like,
especially if you're staying at an Airbnb, like, you gotta have, in my opinion, cooking on a vacation is very important, right? So I think you should buy some local cuisine, like we did yesterday from the Publix.
Yeah, we had to get it from Publix.
It was local shrimp.
Local Floridian shrimp.
Well, also, Publix is local to Florida.
Also that.
So it wasn't like the local grocery store.
I think, like, you can definitely save a lot of money cooking your own food, but one of our favorite things to do on a vacation, like specifically an international one, is go to the grocery store and see what kind of food they have. Because the candy is different.
Le terroir, right.
The vegetables are different. The fruit is different. It's just a totally different thing. So when we went to Europe last summer, we cooked almost all of our meals. We hardly ever ate out for 2 weeks. But we went to the grocery store a lot. And that was one of our favorite things to do.
And going out feels like a real treat when you do that, too. We don't want our kids to expect that we're going to eat out every single time. Yeah. And that's one thing we found, too, that our families are vacationing well this week because we like the mix of the two.
Yeah.
And you can take your morning at a different pace if you're making breakfast or if you're, like, especially if you're at the beach and you can go and just, like, take your lunch out to the beach or something.
Yeah.
So we pack in snacks at theme parks.
One of my favorite things
when
we go on vacation is the prep day for all of the food after we get here. Like, Kim makes this insane grape salad that has like sliver almonds along with marshmallow.
I agree.
How to make grapes unhealthy.
Right. I was about to say something like that, but I wasn't quick enough on my
feet. I'm with you, bro.
Okay, wait. It's the grape salad, and then it's that cherry frozen thing that's in the freezer.
Ooh.
It's in the freezer right now. There's only
sounds
like one
like we're
piece
eating
left.
A fruit bar, but that's not.
We are going to have to leg wrestle to find out who's going to get the last piece of the cherry.
I bet it's already gone. The kids have eaten.
To be honest, I do that not just because there's money savings in that, but because the girls actually want to do that with me. And for Lucy, that's something that we have on our first night of vacation to like prepare for the whole week.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun.
That is
like
sweet.
That.
It's part of the tradition of it.
So those are pretty much the questions I had about vacations, but I want to go back to the fact that we are here in a brewery right now.
Yeah.
And so being the fact that I am Mr. Stats Man, I want to give you all a couple of stats about breweries that are basically in places. Because I'm finding more and more when I go on vacation, which is kind of limited locations because Kim and I, return to the same places over and over again, mm-hmm. but there's always new businesses that are opening. Sure. Like even mm-hmm. this place that we're at right now yeah. was not here when we came 10 years ago. So right. new places. So breweries to me are one of those things that I do look for when I go on vacation. Mm-hmm. I want right. to know what places are around. And I'm really shocked that Lucy and Blakely are okay with like going to breweries.
Yeah.
Like they were
one more than the other, but yes.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I will say Lucy, we were talking to her earlier and she said one of the reasons she likes this place, Mocama, so much is because they do have a coffee bar. So yeah. there's Mocama coffee and Mocama beer, and they're not open always at the exact same time, but they overlap a little bit.
Yeah. yeah.
And she felt like there was something for her that she didn't just, and I quote, have to sit and watch my parents drink the whole time and have nothing to do.
That's yeah. right.
That's what yep. she said.
True. Yep.
So. Yeah. All right. So,
immersing is hard.
Oh, it's so painful when you're a teenager.
Well, Lucy's always been one of those who wants to sit with the adults. She's always yes. wanted to be in the adult conversation. Yeah. So,
however, they're
yeah.
not all that.
Yeah. yeah. All right. Total number of breweries in the United States from 2012 to 2022.
Mm.
Okay. So, how many do you think in 2022, how many breweries are located in the United States?
Okay, let me guess.
Anybody have a guess?
90.
Even if you're listening out there, you can guess too.
90?
Kim said 90.
I'm going to guess a lot more than 90. I'm going to guess 3,000.
Okay, Matt?
3,500.
Okay, there are 9,709 oh breweries located in the United States.
Ooh. In what year?
December 15th, 2023 is okay. when they
oh, so that's what's wrong. I thought you said 1823.
Unfortunately, no. that number has declined since then.
Like, probably
that,
has.
That's yeah, why actually. Ernest, our new friend, made that joke about investing in breweries.
Right, right.
So. All right, so yeah. what state has the highest number of craft breweries?
California.
Or Colorado.
You got a guess? Kim?
I was thinking Colorado, actually.
I would say Colorado or California.
It is California.
Okay.
So despite California being the leading craft beer producer.
I was thinking about all their wineries.
This state has the most breweries per capita. Matt threw it out of nowhere. I'm going to high five him. I wish I could. Kim, make a clap sound when I do that. Make a clap sound when I do that. No, no, make the clap.
Turns out you made it.
Two, three.
Oh, yeah. That was it. That was beautiful. I'm going to give a golf clap, too. That's a drum beat. There it is.
There we go.
Yes.
So in 2022, there were over 15 breweries for every 100,000 residents in Vermont. Yeah. That's crazy.
There's okay. quite a few and
right.
small.
So what state has the lowest number of breweries?
Alabama.
Alabama. Or Mississippi.
Alabama, Arkansas.
It's got to be one of those.
Alabama homebrewing was like illegal until very recently.
And you got a thought?
It might be Mississippi.
Well, I mean, I sang Alabama, Arkansas. I figure it's somewhere in that
one of those
section right there.
It is Mississippi.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, here's crazy. Okay. One brewery
what?
Per 100,000 people.
Wow. And what was the Vermont stat?
Vermont was 15 breweries for every 100,000.
Wow.
This is one brewery.
Mississippi didn't have a lot of people. So what is that, three breweries in the whole state of Mississippi?
It's crazy.
So.
Why would they not have breweries in Mississippi? What is going on in Mississippi?
Have you been there?
I used to live there.
Okay,
we have been.
Okay, wait.
On the count of three,
let's all spell Mississippi. You ready? One, two, three.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I. That laugh. Okay.
Wow.
On the count of three, let's all spell California. One, two, three.
C-A-L-I-F-O-R-N-I-A.
I just mouthed it.
Yes. California.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Now let's spell North Dakota.
Do you have anything else on breweries for me?
Mississippi.
Very soon, might have remind the hosts, we will have to move because we will be...
There's about to be a stage coming
displaced
in here.
By a
yes,
stage.
What I was told by Ernest is there is a stage coming. They were gonna, this is how
earnestly
much I love this
told
place.
Us.
Ernest said, we're going to be as quiet as possible so that we do not disturb your podcast.
Yeah, but...
which is nice. Well, we are wrapping up, Kim Bell.
HR wants to take care of the place where we're located, too.
Yep.
Because
yes.
Ernest is taking care of us.
We do think of that.
Earnestly, yes. we thank
you. It will
you.
Bother Matt and I.
Okay.
Yes.
Closing thoughts. Anybody have any closing thoughts on this podcast?
My
vacations,
closing thought
breweries?
Is take a vacation.
Right.
Go to the place. A lot of people have these, like, bucket list place, like, oh, I wish I could go. Just go.
Just go.
You guys stop are buying, so good at that.
Stop buying crap you don't need and then save up for the vacation.
Or buy the crap you don't need on a credit card that has really good points and then use the points to fly to the place that you want to go.
I did buy some crap you don't need, Matt, for as a present for you yesterday.
I appreciate that, those things.
Which we'll talk about
later. I showed you the thing that I would have bought for you had I known that, you know, the limit was not $5. And you broke the rules.
That is also something our children like to do on vacation, which is go thrifting.
Yeah,
yeah,
so
I like that.
They like to find things in new.
Would you like to find good thrift?
Noelle got a purse. Jude got nothing.
Listen, he got an experience.
He did get an experience with a whole bunch of girls.
He got Danucci's ice cream last night.
Did get Danucci's?
Noelle did not get that. She didn't even know that happened.
So. Yeah, love some Danucci's.
He got the Danucci's daiquiri ice cream that he thought he had alcohol in it. So,
all good.
Matt, any closing thoughts on this this topic, either on breweries or...
What brewery is this?
Mocama?
We started... No.
Oh,
we started recording...
Oh, yes.
The number of breweries after Jube was born that we've been to.
By that...
And this one is 90...
Number...
95, okay. This is our 95th brewery.
Yeah.
So breweries on vacation are someplace you guys like to visit and are great for your kids because there's like a pub community feel.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
And there should be. Like these places, public houses, right, were designed around community and conversation like we're having right now.
That's right.
So we should put hidden microphones over all of these booths. And then release it on a podcast without their consent.
Oh, right.
There's a guy reading a Bible over there. Oh, that's he's great. Got a highlighter.
Oh, he's highlighting.
Oh, ooh.
Really
oh he's notes. Ooh, he's early. He's early. He's in the boring stuff.
Thus saith the Lord.
Chuck, what about you? Do you have any final thoughts?
Well, first I'd like to just thank this brewery, Mocama Brewery, for allowing us to come here.
Cheers, Mocama.
Cheers to Ernest. Thank you for Ernest.
Chink.
What I've realized specifically about this brewery, and I think is a great formula for a successful business, is great beer and great relationships. It's like the time that he spent specifically with us telling about the story, and the beer is really good here.
Gilberto.
And as someone who tries to drink gluten-free as much as possible, I'd like to give a shout-out to the cider, too.
Yes.
Have options.
Yes, having the options and the coffee. You know, we
I'm included.
We didn't always get a chance to talk about kid-friendly breweries, which we'll just have David to do part two sometime about why breweries should or should not be kid-friendly.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of opinions that are online about that, but I'd love to have some more conversations about that at a later date. But
so you're saying we're going to go to another brewery to do this?
I think this could be like every 10th podcast should be...
At a brewery.
At a brewery or location. Matt and I have been talking about the Del Taco versus Taco Bell, whether or not we should just walk in
we
with...
We should do it at a Taco Bell.
We should just set up at a Taco Bell.
They don't care. They don't give a crap what you do in there.
And our sheriff knows them. They're very
community-minded. You could host in there and they would just...
God.
Dear. I was thinking more like Cantina. I was thinking about the new Cantina.
Ghost day.
What are those minimum
in the Taco Bell?
What are the minimum
HR?
Those,
HR.
I'm afraid to ask.
Those little I'd like to.
But they wouldn't even give a what you did in there.
My gosh. Y'all have taken this to the next level. Holy cow.
HR.
Kim, what are your final thoughts? You haven't shared anything yet.
Kim, that was so inappropriate.
That was really dirty. I never thought I would hear those words.
Why did you say that?
I feel so violated right now.
Oh my god.
Misrepresented. I don't feel valued, included, and empowered suddenly.
That's too bad.
It is. my final thoughts are, go on vacations, take your time off. There are a lot of people. There's also bad stats about people who don't actually take their paid time
PTO,
off.
PTO, PTO, yeah. Baby.
Take it, because one day you won't be here and you're going to have an eternal vacation, but you need it now so you can recharge.
Yeah, right.
And get back in there and do good work, because ultimately we all hope that we're doing good work.
Yeah.
And this will help recharge us
like
for what's next.
Like these folks here, they're doing good work.
That's right. The people that are measuring for the stage.
Let's give a golf clap to the
one more golf clap.
Bigger
Mokama.
They're doing good work. Doing good work.
Awesome. Awesome.
They're so measuring for the stage right now. Yep. And we're in the way.
Game on. Here we go.
So, friends, thanks so much for joining us on this podcast. I hope that you will listen again. And remember that you can send a email to placard@craniumshorts.com if you would like to get yourself a placard. So thanks
and
a lot.
And a free gift.
And a free gift. Yep. There's a free gift. Thanks a lot for joining us. See you next time.
Happy vacation.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us on this podcast. If you like and would like more, hit that like and subscribe button. And don't forget to